Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Happy President's Day, Kid Nation.
Yep.
We're here. We came to work today.
Happy President's Day and happy Single Awareness Day.
Yes, it is. You can talk to us if you happen to have to go to work today. Our phone number is 800-543-3548. You can text the show. You can call the show.
Yep. We're here.
Yeah, we're here. We're doing stuff.
We're here.
We got a text for you here, Big Al Mac.
Oh, okay.
Please make sure Big Al tells us about his quote-unquote good Valentine's Day idea. And also the terrible, awful idea that he told Kelly about after the show one day. Please. We'll get to that in about 40 minutes.
All right.
See how Big Al Mac did on Valentine's Day this year.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly's dad, Mr. Raspberry, Jerry Raspberry, wants to call the show.
You can't help but call him Mr. Raspberry, can you?
I can't.
That's just the thing.
That's Mr. Raspberry to me.
Mr. Raspberry.
I got to show him.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He's a man. He wants to call the show about something, possibly a bit he came up with.
Oh, gosh.
In about 20 minutes, we'll talk to Mr. Raspberry.
All right.
But had a really cool Valentine's Day with my wife this weekend.
How was it?
So as a kid, I would have a tape. Yes, kids, back in the day we had tapes.
Cassette tapes.
Ooh. And I'd put that in the cassette play and play with my headphones in. And every night I went to sleep listening to Boyz II Men. Looking back at it, like you want me to. My mom probably did not want me going to bed listening to that.
Oh, that was so good.
I don't know what they were singing about back then.
Yeah.
I was 10, you know, like, I don't know.
It's just a good song.
Yeah. But I always wanted to go watch them live.
I've never seen them, yeah.
Yeah, and I, you know, I grew up pretty, you know, pretty poor, so I didn't have the money to do that. And Boyz II Men basically came and went, and then they had the hiatus for a long time, and then... About a month ago, my wife goes, hey, I got Valentine's Day. Don't worry about it this year.
Got it covered.
And I'm like, okay, cool. And she goes, it's a surprise.
Oh.
I said, perfect. And then 2 days go by and she goes, I can't hold surprises. So she tells me, I'm taking you to see Boyz II Men, which was your childhood dream. And I'm like, yes.
Very nice.
I finally get to go watch Boyz II Men. So we drove to Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's a
good
drive.
To go check them out at the casino. And when I tell you these guys sound the same, this is the tape right here. I want you to hear them live. And now this is like 25 years later.
Okay.
This is Boyz II Men live.
Nice.
I'm in a group of people that are my age. There's people that are younger. There's older people. And you're looking around as all these couples.
And everybody's singing.
And everybody. It's just a sing-along the entire time.
Yeah.
And you know what's up. You know what's going to happen after the concert.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking around and you're like, everybody's getting ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, man, if you get a chance to check out Boyz II Men and you grew up listening to them, go. They're still on. They still killed it. And then we had to do the Valentine's Day with our kids.
Okay.
My son wanted to go to Monster Jam.
Oh, the trucks?
Yeah, the trucks.
Yeah.
Big old monster trucks.
Yeah.
So the next day we drove back, we get the kids all ready, and we go to Monster Jam.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we were tired, Kelly.
That's a loud venue.
It's a loud venue.
Yeah.
And my son has, like, issues with his ears.
Yeah.
Because, too loud is horrible for him. I think it's because he's a C-section baby. I read about that.
Oh.
Like, they don't go through the birth canal, and it does something about the ears. Like, weird. Where they have sensory issues. Yeah, I read about it, Kelly.
Well, my daughter doesn't have that.
My daughter doesn't either, but my son does.
It must be true then.
Yeah. I read about it. I don't know if it's true or not.
You know what? Out of three, can't be wrong.
I had serious ear issues as a child, and I was a C-section baby.
See?
I didn't know anything about that.
My dog has an ear infection right now, but I think he was born naturally.
I think he was, yeah. So we're sitting there, and we're watching these monster trucks, and then Kinsey nudges me, my wife, and she goes, Hey, people are taking pictures. People are seeing you. Like, be nice and wave and smile. And I'm like, so I look down, and sure enough, there's people turned, like a bunch of people turned around taking pictures. So I start making faces, and I'm waving. Yeah, Monster Jam. I'm like, you guys don't want to watch the trucks? I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, hey, and we're doing funny faces. Casey and I are having a good time with the pictures. And I start like, I'm like, man, it's like they're almost looking past me, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right?
I was like, these people have been drinking
this
or something.
This is a lot of fans.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
I never knew I was so famous.
So I'm like doing all these crazy poses, and like I finally, I'm like, have they all been drinking that much? Like they're just looking past me, and I'm still smiling. And then I start seeing merch fly from above us, just like flying, just, and they're all going crazy for the merch. I'm like, huh, that's so weird. So I peek above me, and there's Richard Rawlings.
Oh, Gas Monkey guy?
From Gas Monkey. He's up there posing
fast
for pictures, loud, throwing stuff, and I'm like,
woo!
Oh, so y'all, so not me.
Yeah, not you.
You should have brought merch, man.
So, felt like an idiot.
If you took
that's
a picture
awesome.
Of JC
that's
by
awesome.
Accident.
Oh, I hope not.
Please.
We were
trying to photograph
oh, my God.
Gas Monkey guy.
We just have to find the photos
that's
of
awesome.
Him, of Richard
yeah,
Rawlings that
yeah.
are tagged
and he's
online.
Probably up there being all cool, because
oh, yeah.
Richard's pretty cool.
Yo, Richard is the
Richard's
coolest.
Richard's pretty cool. I was watching him on Saturday. I mean, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's probably up there just chilling, and you're down here
oh,
making
my
all
God.
These faces.
I want to see the pictures from after I found out it wasn't me. I'm just sitting there like,
that's
doof.
Funny.
I'm a doof. He did. He tweeted me though.
He did.
Yeah. He said, "What's up? I hope you're cheering yeah. for our truck."
He's,
and I'm like, "Hey,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm cheering
quit
for your truck."
Quit blocking my photos.
Yeah, right.
Quit blocking my photos.
That's awesome.
In my light.
But we had a great time. Boys
and
Men was so awesome.
Good. Good.
Not as awesome as Jenna's time was probably.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Jenna, I got a tweet here.
Okay.
And a couple text messages from what people think the date was.
Yeah.
So I got this one saying,
because I said I was on Friday. I told you guys it was last minute. Really excited to have plans.
You came up here holding up the 3-point sign.
Yeah.
You know, like, boom.
Nailed it.
Swish.
Yeah.
I got a last
swish,
minute.
Buzzer beater. Yeah. Got a date. But I didn't want to tell everyone who it was. So publicly, just because I didn't want this person to get blown up
right.
online. And then we had never even met before.
We had
So it's kind of a blind date. First date,
sort of
Valentine's date.
Yes,
talked on the phone a couple times, right?
Yeah,
a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So Kid Nation started guessing. One of them was, I bet Jenna's date was with Jay Farrow, since he's always had a thing for
mm-hmm,
her, or
mm-hmm.
seems like it.
That's actually a good guess.
That is a great guess,
but it's wrong.
Okay, that's wrong. Then Mary wrote us on Twitter and said, Ari Lewandowski from The Bachelorette was in Dallas this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Hmm.
That is who it was.
That is who it was.
Yeah, I guessed it out of the gate.
Yeah, Kelly did. Kelly did. I was just like, oh, we'll see. Yeah, so I have a couple guy friends in town that are very good friends with him.
Yeah.
And months ago, last fall, they were trying to set us up together for no reason other than they know both of us and thought we'd be good together. And he was single. And I was at the time, but then I got back with an ex-boyfriend. So it just never amounted to anything because I was in another relationship, you know? And he just so happened to be in town for work.
Yeah.
And ask if I had Valentine's plans, and nope.
Yep.
I didn't. Nope. But then it came down to, well, I don't know this city, so why don't you plan it? And then once I started looking around on Thursday night to make Valentine's plans, I was like, oh my gosh, it's Valentine's weekend. Every restaurant in town is so booked. It's like 6 p.m. or 10 p.m. 6 p.m. or 10 p.m. I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't drop the ball on this if it's up to me. I live here.
So
you
asked for some help.
I asked for help. I mean, I used all my resources, mainly Kelly Raspberry.
How was that, Kelly?
Kelly pulled through hard for me and got us reservations at, you know, one of the greatest restaurants in town. Which then made me feel bad that I'm taking a guy to one of the nicest restaurants
right.
in town. Like, I'm super high maintenance. Like, hey, take me here, this great restaurant.
Yeah.
So, and then I had to pick him up for dinner.
Yeah.
Because he's in town for work. So I offered to do that, which is a complete role reversal. So I didn't
sure.
know how to break the ice other than I got out of my car and I was like, do you want to drive? I mean, he is a race car driver.
I think he was at the Monster Jam thing I went to. Like, I think he was racing those trucks or something.
Yeah, I saw everybody throwing T-shirts at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some little Mexican guy in front of him blocking
him.
He wasn't racing.
So picked him up, went to dinner. It was actually, I knew we'd get along fine because we have mutual guy friends that are some of my close friends. So I knew it'd be a fine, not an awkward date. Dinner was great. We had a great time.
Okay.
And then I had Elena in the back set us up at a hot new bar in town called Happiest Hour. So we went to this new spot. Always really crowded. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were like, yeah, we'll sit you in a private spot. We show up. It is like it's a damn bachelor date because it is like so private behind ropes. It was so awkward.
Red
it
rope.
Was
set yeah, cordoned off.
No, I'm talking not just ropes, but like a chain link fence around us. So like no one could get in.
That is awesome. Did you have roses in there?
So I was
your
like,
own little band
we
playing.
Asked our mutual guy friend if he wanted to come join and he had been on a Bumble date. So he brought his Bumble date and then I got my best married friends because they're always fun. Like anytime I'm on a date, I want them to come along if it's at a bar because they're just so, you know, it's the kind of couple that they're just always good time.
Yeah.
So they came to hang out. So we bar hopped. We ended up at another bar and danced like all night.
Wow.
Yeah,
Karen apparently snuck a video and I'll never show it to you guys because I have pre-embarrassment and can't even watch it, but we were dancing to Genuine.
You guys were grinding.
We danced and danced. It was just, honestly, for a first date, it was absolutely stellar. Like, we had a great, great time.
I'm gonna change
it.
Valen grind.
Pretty cool.
Valen grind.
Ari Lewin grind. So nice. It went well, huh?
Yeah.
The sparks were flying. You guys connected?
That's yeah, kind of it was exciting.
Okay.
He was super cool, super nice, really, really good looking.
So breakfast the next morning?
didn't spend the night. I was a lady.
Okay.
I was a lady.
Mm. Why?
Yeah, right?
Why start now?
You got a dude in town, celebrity dude in town. Probably not going to be here for long.
Hold on, Jenna. Did he do the patented Ari Lewandike, grab behind the neck, throw you up against the wall, kiss action, perhaps?
You guys... I don't kiss, and yes.
Ah, he did.
Do you up against the wall?
Really?
Do you up against the wall?
Oh,
I was so mad.
No. So, but it was a great night.
Jennifer went up against the wall and said, grab me.
All right.
Ready.
Is this what I do? Do I just get up against the wall like this?
This is how it works.
Guys, I'm a lady. I'm taking the dating thing seriously. I want to find someone that I have a good connection with.
So, it sounds like you had one.
It was great. It was absolutely great.
Yeah.
Actually, my best friends dropped him off at his hotel, and then we're going to take me home. So we were in the back seat of the car like we were in high school. And my best friends in the world, and they're in the front seat. And it was just, I wanted to make it even more awkward. It's just the most hilarious moment.
My friend
Claudia's in the driver's seat, and she just has her hands covering her eyes. She's just going, oh my God, oh my God.
Making out in the back seat.
Was he making noises when he was kissing?
No, you guys, everything was great. No. You guys, we're not going to do it like that.
Did you make card noises?
We had a great night. No, it was a great night. But I think I kind of blew it because he's here working.
Go ahead.
And he threw out hanging out yesterday, but then something else came up for me that I really wanted to do. And which was to go meet the pugs I'm adopting. So I ended
take him
up,
with you?
He was here working for an event all weekend.
I got you. He
couldn't hang out till later. And then I ended up kind of not being able to. I fell asleep last night.
Which sucks.
So I don't know if I blew it. But anyway, I don't know. He doesn't live here. So I had a great time, though. He's a great guy. It was refreshing and nice to be on a great date.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So that was my Valentine's Day.
Man, we
are great.
Yeah.
He'll be back. Hey, if he's into me. Guys, what do we say?
They chase.
They always make the time. They pursue. They make the time.
We are two for two with these Valentine's
Day dates. If he wants, we'll see each other again.
Yeah, the backseat makeup.
If not, we had a really great time.
Yeah. Well done, Jenna.
Yeah.
Hashtag Jenna got some.
Yeah.
Hey, not really. For a first date, though, really fun time.
Was that the first time you made out in the backseat of your own car?
It wasn't my car.
Oh, okay.
It was Claudia's car.
Oh, great.
HR.
it was very polite, HR.
HR's
I don't think that's allowed.
You're not allowed to make out the backseat of HR.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a makeout. It was a nice little goodbye evening.
Come on.
We had a great time together. I hope he's not mad.
Honey, trust me, he ain't mad.
You go on a date with Ari Lewandike, you got to make out sometimes.
Somebody's talking about Ari on the radio. He ain't mad.
Yeah. we'll get into Kelly Raspberry's and Big Al Max Valentine's Day.
Yeah. All my happy surprises.
You had a bunch. I saw your pictures.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get into those in about 30 minutes. But coming up next, make room for the man, the myth, the legend. Jerry Raspberry.
Mr. Jerry Raspberry.
He wants to call the show. He won't tell us why. Kelly's acting coy.
Oh, boy.
That's the second time coy's been thrown out this morning. we'll figure out what Mr. Raspberry wants to tell us.
All right. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Daddy.
Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Raspberry. How are you, sir?
I was going to try to prank your daddy, Kelly.
Oh, you are? You didn't give me the heads up on that.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Mr. Raspberry.
Daddy, you wanted us to call you for something?
Boy, have I got some great, great, great news.
Oh, great news.
Is everyone in the room with you? Can you guys on the speaker? I know. Can everyone hear this?
We're on the radio.
Let me sit down for this great news, Mr. Raspberry.
Well, if you don't sit down, you might fall down. No. Listen to this.
All right.
Kelly, have you told them about our planned road trip to South Carolina during spring break? Have you told them that?
Well, Daddy, I thought you were just joking. I didn't think you were serious.
Wait, we've heard a little bit about this, but we didn't know it was for real.
No, this is the real deal.
Oh, Daddy.
This is the real deal. Let me tell you guys.
Please.
We're going to South Carolina. We thought about flying, and I said, wait a minute. I said, this beautiful country that we live in, all these beautiful states, why don't we just take a road trip and, and just enjoy God's creation.
Oh, that's...
Travel and have a good time together as a family.
That's so sweet.
Doesn't that sound good? But so... now, wait just a minute. This is the great part.
There's great.
There's more.
I had an epiphany. I had a burst this morning when I woke up.
I got a cousin named Epiphany.
I know her well. Here's my great idea. I want to share it with you guys.
Okay.
You're sitting down. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting. Yes, sir, Mr.
No.
Raspberry.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I have attached myself because of Kelly as part of the Kid Credit Morning Show family, right?
Well, yes, you're like our dad.
What do you think? What do you think if we all just take this road trip together to South Carolina? What do you think about that?
Well, when you say we all, you mean you, Kelly, and Mrs. Raspberry, and Emma Kelly, right?
Yes, indeed. And the show, the entire show.
And us.
You, Big Al.
Oh, so we tag along on the Raspberry road trip.
Oh, but
that's
Daddy.
That's what I'm talking about. We're family.
Emma Kelly's got school and everything. You
yeah,
know,
and... I was going to remove one of my toes.
How, Mac? You what?
All right, now that hurts my feelings that you don't want to hang out with my family now.
Well, I'd love to hang out with your family, but
Mr. Raspberry, I would love to take a trip with you, sir.
Oh,
wait, what?
JC. Thank you.
Was it happening?
Big Al, he'll buy into this idea.
Mr. Raspberry, I'm going to be a good sport about it, even though I'm a little concerned about being in that close of quarters with everyone every single day. But where are we going to be sleeping on this?
I mean, what are we in? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Listen, leave everything to me. Listen, I promise you I'll take care of it.
We still have to talk to our boss, though.
Yeah.
We got to talk to George.
Yeah, I can't get off work for that long, sir.
Well, I'll take care of that. Listen, you tell George I'm going to call him. You tell him what I'm offering or what I'm suggesting.
Wow.
And then if he has any questions, he can call me or I'll call him. I'll work out all the details. I promise you that. I'm also known as the arranger of things. I can get it done.
The arranger.
We're just going to drive to South Carolina?
Yes, we'll drive to South Carolina. And listen, we'll go on the way. Listen, we'll go to these affiliates in different states.
Yeah.
We'll get a chance to meet them personally, encourage them, and get to know them. Man, it'll be a great time.
How big is your car, Mr. Raspberry?
Yeah, Daddy.
I can't ride in that middle seat in the back.
Don't worry about the transportation. Listen, I know people. Have you heard of vroomvroom.com? Have you heard of that?
I can't say that I have.
Well, listen, you need to hear about it. I know them. I have friends. I have connection at Vroom, Vroom, Vroom. Transportation will be provided. Don't worry about a thing. Just sit back and relax and enjoy the journey. All you got to do is just show up.
I love how your dad came up with a bit for us.
Do we have to stop at, like, Stuckey's and the Rattlesnake Capital thing?
I don't know what's on. I mean, whenever I drive to South Carolina, I just take I-20 and head east. I never pulled over.
When I drive, I go to DFW Airport and fly.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna do some pulling over, Kelly.
Okay.
We're going to do some pulling over. We're going to enjoy this. We're just not going to make this a marathon trip. We're going to do it deliberately and have people we can go see and visit. We're going to just enjoy this. This is going to be one of the greatest events of your life. You're going to tell your children and your grandchildren about this event.
How long does it take to drive to South Carolina?
Well, the way I travel in times past, it was a 19-hour drive. Mm-hmm. But what we're going to do, we're going to make a 19-hour trip in, let's say, 5 days.
Yeah,
because we got to go places and see people.
Mm. We're going to see listeners.
A little PR work.
Mr. Raspberry, can we party, though?
Well, that would be limited.
Limited party?
Yes, we won't be partying all the time.
Oh, okay.
But we got to have some time to celebrate.
You might need to go through certain cast members' suitcases.
No TSA security.
Yeah,
check.
Right. I know how good Jenna takes with her.
I don't take anything.
Mr. Raspberry, will you sing karaoke with Big Al Mac on the road?
I will do it.
My daddy's talking.
I will
He's
do it.
Deep.
Listen, I'm all in.
See?
If you can get Al to go based on that, he and I will do. We'll sing karaoke together. Yeah. I'm in.
It's going to be, you're going to bring the hymn with you then.
Do you not hear that bassy voice your dad has?
Uh-huh.
Baby, lock them doors and turn
even
them
even better, Kelly.
Zing great.
I've been known as a low-down singer myself.
See?
It's low.
I'm in if you do that.
It's definitely low.
Low. I have been talking to someone on the phone. Of course, I knew the people, and I would call them, and I would say this. I would say, hello, darling. It's a Conway Tweety. Y'all don't remember him, but I do. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Big in the Raspberry family out here.
That's the second Conway Tweety reference we've had in 2 weeks, by the way.
It's all thanks to the Raspberries.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, if we're gonna do it, I mean, are we doing this really? I mean, you don't have to. I mean, just because my daddy said.
No, if y'all want to go, we can go. It might be fun.
It's not mandatory.
Al's been to South Carolina with me in my hometown, but you know, JC and Jenna, you never have.
I have been to South Carolina.
You've not been to my South Carolina.
I'll go if Al goes.
Okay, let's do it.
Can we meet the family?
Yeah, they'd love to meet you.
Can we go to?
We'll dip our toes in the beautiful beaches of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The second largest tourist attraction in the United States is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and we can dip our toes in the Atlantic Ocean.
So it's like Disney World, and then Myrtle Beach,
and then New York.
Well, if we're gonna do
Vegas.
This,
trust me on this.
If we're gonna do this, and we're gonna hit some cities that listen to our show.
All right.
Yeah.
And we're probably gonna have to document our journey because I'm sure this is something nobody will want to miss. We'll have to like come up with a name for it so we can do like hashtags and follow along with us.
How about hashtag Raspberry Road Trip, or is that
Raspberry
Road Trip?
That's pretty exclusive.
And the rest.
Well, it was my daddy's idea.
Raspberry Road Trip. Raspberry and the rest Road Trip.
Raspberry Road Trip.
Okay, Raspberry Road Trip 2016.
So, Mr. Raspberry, keep working on it, and we'll check in with you and see how it's going.
Yes, we're going to rejoice on the road, and every day when we're looking at God's creation, we're going to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen! Amen.
Come on, Jenna. Give me an amen.
Wait, so we're going to do church every day?
We're going to do church and Bible verses. Like
amen.
Every mile marker.
It's not doing church, Jenna. It's bringing Jesus into your life.
What a way to start the day.
What a way to start the day.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The communion with God through his creation. How about that?
Mm.
Love you. Wow.
Yes, sir. It gets me a little closer to heaven. I'm all about it.
Personally looking forward to this.
Me too.
Well, we can cut through going up to... West Virginia, almost heaven. We can get up there in the mountains of West Virginia. But anyway, we're going to enjoy the trip. We're going to have a great time.
All right.
And we're family, and family goes together, stays together, loves together, and just enjoy the journey.
This is different. In 20 years, we haven't done anything like this.
No, we haven't.
Well, it's not there yet, Al, so we still got to work it out.
I'll work it out.
I'll work it out. Leave it to me.
Okay, Mr. Raspberry.
We'll check in with you then.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for planning this.
Don't answer the phone
That's
anymore.
A pleasant surprise. Have a wonderful day, Mr. Raspberry.
Thank you.
Yeah, God bless you all.
You too, sir.
God bless you, too.
Bye.
You guys,
wow.
This you guys.
Road trip with Mr. Raspberry. I love you, Daddy. Al. I love your parents. A week in the car?
Can you imagine?
I don't want to be in a week in the car with any of you. I mean, nothing personal.
No,
right?
No, that's a long time. We're around each other. We're locked in here all day as it is. We like to go home, take a break from each other. I like to do my own thing, work out, have my space.
Can I bring Curtis?
No.
No.
I'm not bringing my kids if we go on this. You don't bring your dog.
No.
Oh, all the pranks we could play? I'm going to
stop. Oh, I hate pranks.
Prank number one, dirty songs.
No.
Okay, you got to sing them.
Yep.
In front of my dad.
We'll do it.
I dare you.
I will sing it.
JC, prank number two. I'm going to scare everyone really bad in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to do Crazy B while I stare in your dad's eyes.
Yeah, I dare you.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do it.
Oh, I could
do
it.
You can't do it.
I'm so doing it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A lot of talk amongst Kid Nation about this road trip your dad brought up, Kelly.
The Raspberry Road Trip.
Many are saying, I hope this Raspberry Road Trip happens. Love, Mr. Jerry Raspberry. Now, I don't know if that's signed Mr. Jerry Raspberry.
Yeah, no,
that's not his
saying they love your dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And a lot of Kid Nation members are saying that your dad sounds like Trace Atkins.
Does he?
Yeah, deep voice.
He got that deep voice. Your dad does have a cool voice.
He does. He's been asked to narrate many a Christmas program at church.
This will be fun.
Yeah.
This will be fun.
It's good times. It'll be good times.
Never hung out with Mr. Raspberry that much.
Neither have I.
In a car for 19 hours spread out over a week.
Well, now that we know your dad is listening to the show, Kelly, would you like to talk about your Valentine's
Day? Thanks, JC. That's it was actually really nice.
You had a suitor this weekend.
I did have a suitor.
A suitor?
Really?
Jenna went on a date with a bachelor guy. I figured it was called a suitor.
Yeah. Who says that?
Isn't that what you call a dude?
Kelly, how was your lover?
My lover. My suitor. It was very nice. You know, on Thursday?
Wednesday or Thursday,
sent me roses at home.
To the house.
Yeah.
And then promised lots of happy surprises.
Okay.
So it was awkward, but he's like, can you come to my place? Because, you know, he wants to set up the surprises. Mm-hmm. And you can't really do that if he comes to pick me up. So yeah. I did.
You've known this guy how long?
I guess about 6 weeks.
Okay. All right.
This looked like he made it rain love this weekend.
He really, you know, some people really get into it.
Tell
you know, it's just
it.
Like
okay.
It's fun. If you really embrace it and go for it, it's fun.
Now, would you expect this to be every year if it turns into that kind of thing?
Yes.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem.
Bigger and better.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So
yeah.
I walk in, and first thing he does, he hands me a single rose. Oh, that's sweet.
Kelly Raspberry, will you accept this rose?
I see. I go upstairs. Because he's got like a, you go up the stairs to the main area. Because like the garage, he lives in an apartment, so it's like the garage is down on the first level and you walk up to the living area.
Two-story apartment?
Yeah, right.
Wait, like a townhome?
That's cool.
Rich.
Yeah, so the bottom level is the
town
garage
home.
And you go up and this is the main living area.
I like those. Yeah.
So it's really a one level, except it's two because the garage. Anyway.
Right.
So I walk in and you know those little conversation hearts? They exploded in his house. They were everywhere. And he went and he turned them all up. Do you know how long that took?
He turned up?
To turn all the conversation hearts over so you can see what the hearts say.
Whoa, this guy. This guy's
okay.
going. This guy's going in.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
They were everywhere.
Wow.
And then had all these little gift bags and candles and a bottle of champagne.
Whoa.
And two flutes. It was like crazy.
I'm not going to tell my story anymore.
Two flutes?
Man. Champagne flutes.
Oh.
Two flutes?
Did you go? Like, you can play for the flutes.
Did you go from like one rose to too much?
No. I mean,
it was great.
No more flowers. That was the only flower because he already gave me the rose.
Okay, zero to 100 real quick.
There was it was nothing like huge. It was just a lot of little
things. A lot of little happy surprises.
Sweet, little happy surprises.
Thoughtful.
Like dark chocolate raspberry candy, you know, but he marked out the P on the raspberry because obviously they misspelled it because my last name doesn't have a P.
He marked off the P on the heart.
Little things like on the box.
He changed the spelling.
He changed the spelling.
He changed every dictionary in the house.
He put in that much effort.
Yes.
Oh.
And that's all you want.
And you know how I love vodka. He apparently knows that. And I like spicy things. So he went and got me a big bottle of jalapeno vodka. And then he got me a couple of those really nice heavy leaded lowballers. Because lowball glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said I should have something very nice to drink out of. And then he got me candles.
Wow. When he bought cups.
And a little necklace.
He got you a necklace?
Jewelry?
What is it?
Well, it's not like that. But we met on Bumble. So he got me like a little bumblebee.
So you got a bumblebee necklace now?
Isn't that cute?
Sookie, homeboy.
Hold on, this guy.
Slow clap.
And then he made me a mixtape.
Oh! Shut up. He made you a mixtape.
Which is like I guess is what you call it, because he burned a CD for me with a playlist on it. And it had like...
What songs are on it?
Miguel and Prince and Justin Timberlake. And I'm just trying to remember.
Prince.
Sade and
Must
Smashing
Do Me,
Pumpkins.
Baby.
So
and just all these Valentine songs.
Love making. Love Valentine
songs.
Slash love making.
No, they weren't love making. It was Valentine songs.
I hope my wife's not listening to
me. Man, he made me look like...
And he got his car detailed. I said, I feel like I'm in high school because it's kind of fun. He's like, it was just... He had so much fun doing it.
It's your first Valentine's Day together?
Yeah,
why not?
He got his car detailed and then we went to dinner.
Oh my gosh.
Were you listening to the mixtape?
Yes, the whole way. We listened to my songs on the playlist.
You go, boy.
Did you guys make out in the backseat of the car like high school?
Why in the backseat? Why do you climb in the backseat to kiss?
Because that's what you do in high school.
No. Mm. Only if you're being driven around by your parents.
Oh,
yeah.
So, no, I just love that
he went through a lot of trouble.
His car clean.
That is cool.
And I got in and it smelled like lemon pledge. He's like, the guy told me that was the best scent. I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Lemon. And it was just so sweet.
Man. Wow.
And then we went to this sushi place and I, Kelly Raspberry, tried not one, but two pieces of raw fish stuff. That was
he got you to try raw fish.
Raw
that
fish
was huge
stuff.
For me.
How many men have tried and failed?
I can't, but it was fine. And then we drank. The guy, our waiter, was really sweet, and he was telling us about the tradition of drinking sake out of these little boxes.
Yeah.
So we sat there and drank sake out of wood boxes.
It was
kind of
hot sake?
You're supposed to,
right? No, it was
cold.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
Wow. This guy's
very fun. He really went all out.
Gosh, I feel like this is like a proposal night. Like, I would be, I wouldn't even expect that extreme for a proposal.
Right?
I think he just had fun with it. It was just a lot of little things that made it.
I got
it,
nothing but love
and
for that.
He's a romantic, because he's been doing romantic things, little things here and there. So that's
wow.
him.
But you shoot yourself in the foot as a guy, because, like, I got to step this up next year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I think it's great. I think it's awesome what he did.
But a lot of people look at that as a fun challenge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you get him anything?
Yeah.
But not that much?
Well, he told me, it's not romantic, but he told me, he's like, this is so silly. He said, I need a new tie. He said, I wear suits a lot to work. He said, will you help me pick out a tie? So I went and bought him one instead of doing, because he's mentioned it. So
right.
I was like, oh, I'm going to be thoughtful and get him a tie.
Put that seat in there.
Yeah, so I went ahead and got him a tie. And then I got him this book that I really like.
Very
and
cool.
I signed it to him.
Welcome to the show.
You signed it?
Well, yeah, you personalized it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like autograph it.
I thought you meant she gave him a signed headshot.
You give him a headshot too?
No, when you give a gift of a book, you should personalize it.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Man,
that's
what you I had did. A great Valentine's Day, Kelly.
I did.
Yeah, Giddy raspberries. So we go from Kelly's first Valentine's Day together to Big Al Mac's last.
Can
Valentine's
you follow
Day
that?
Oh, boy. Golly, I hate to even follow that.
But can you believe he turned all the conversation hearts
that,
over? I'm talking hundreds of.
That's intense.
That's so much time.
You know, it's not going to be like that every year.
And you know what he admitted to me?
Hmm. What?
I don't know if I want to
know. He got behind. He was writing my Valentine card, and he messed up. So he went back to the store and bought the same card again. I was like, you didn't have to do that. He said, I didn't want to mess up. Because he's like, I messed up your
Valentine
card.
Plus, you're an English major, so you don't want to.
He went and got another card. Oh, man, my arm is itching. He went back and got, I don't know, I'm a weird itch.
Giddy raspberry over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he went back and got another card. He's like, it put me so behind.
I've done that before.
That's very,
I've done
very
that before.
Cool. I got number love.
Yeah, that's good.
I got very, very
sweet. You know, it's not going to be like that every year, Kelly.
Oh, man.
Don't expect that every year.
Well, guys, we love to do nice stuff, but man, then you got to follow it up with more better stuff.
Or you could be like Big Al and just not ever do that.
Well,
you have a record of
Big Al. How did yours compare to Kelly's date? She just
it
told
us. It does not compare. Fortunately for me, I've messed up so many times in the past that the bar is set really low.
Yeah, sure. So it's small wins.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah, yeah. But I love what he did. But this is what I don't even know where to start on this thing.
First, let's go with the idea you told Kelly. Because Kid Nation wants to know what the crappy idea
please.
Was.
Okay, the crappy idea that I didn't go 100% through with.
That's
was
the thing, they're so close.
Was this. We've traveled, my girlfriend and I have traveled to this little small town called Siegelville, Texas.
Listen to this.
And so we.
Why'd you travel there?
I bought a restaurant there. I'll get into
in Siegelville.
I'll get into that.
By the prison?
I'll get into it, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway. So we passed this other place, this little Mexican restaurant, and she goes, oh, look at that little place. It's like a block from our place. So she said, we should eat there sometime. I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So anything about it. So when I was thinking of where I wanted to take her to dinner, I said, why don't I take her to that little bitty restaurant in Siegelville, Texas, that she said she wanted to go to, this little Mexican restaurant. And so,
how far is the drive for you guys?
How far is the drive? 20 minutes.
Oh,
it's not that bad.
No,
okay.
It's not bad at all. So I said, yeah, I thought that would be sweet.
He was going to take her to that little dive and then they go and look at his empty restaurant. That was his initial plan.
There was.
She probably meant let's go to that restaurant sometime when your bar is open and we're hanging out there. And
we'll
try.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right,
maybe I bet because it's so small and divey that it'll be authentic and good.
Yeah. So Kelly ixnayed that idea for me.
Thank you, Kelly.
And now back to about a restaurant. So I bought this restaurant and we closed the deal, signed a lease on it on Friday.
Congratulations.
Yay. I mentioned big announcement.
There's a reason that
are you going to have a competition to name it? Because you've come up with some brilliant ones.
Al opened a restaurant. Yay.
Yeah. Next to a prison.
So I say that because it's involved in what I did.
Okay.
So it's going to be the first meal. Every prisoner is going to get out and say, we got to go by Big Al. First stop.
So I went down to Siegelville, and it used to be a restaurant, right? A sports restaurant. So it's already furnished. So I went to Walmart, and I bought a red tablecloth.
Oh, yes.
And I bought some roses.
Oh, let me set the music here,
and
Al, you're getting it.
I bought a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And I bought a card, and I bought a bottle of wine.
You sure did.
And I bought two glasses. Mm. Well, actually, I bought plastic cups.
even
we
classier.
We like to wash them that way.
Yeah. So this was during the day. This is Saturday daytime. I went down and I set this all up. I bought one of those little candle, what do you call it? The lighter. And
oh my God, no way.
Bro, you know you keep doing this, right? You know you keep doing this with like,
you know, what do you call that thing? What do you call that thing? You write a pen.
So I went, and the electricity was on in the restaurant, but
that's
the,
good.
But the gas and you know none of the utility water's not on or anything.
No water,
so she can't pee. She can't go to the bathroom.
Tana, I got her these little cake things. What are they? The little cup. They're in like a cup. So, what are the cakes?
So I went. There's a part where they used to have pool tables in the restaurant, but there's nothing there now. So I went. I brought one of the tables right there under the light. And I put the red tablecloth and set the table, put the teddy bear card and everything
like
on the table.
Interrogation room?
It's ready. It's ready. It's ready.
Did you make her pee before you left? Just so to be on the safe side.
She could pee in the parking lot.
Now, I'm not gonna I don't want to spoil the surprise, but I need you to go to the bathroom now.
Oh, amenities are not there.
So she didn't know where we were going. So she's been there, but she didn't know where we were going.
She didn't know even though you were driving in that direction.
Well, I had somebody pick us
she's
up.
She's like,
I had,
the whole time she's thinking, no, it can't be.
I had an Uber car.
No, he's going to turn left.
I had an Uber car pick us up.
This is a joke.
And and so we're driving. And
we're going to the airport.
We're sitting in the back seat. She doesn't know we were riding for like 15, 20 minutes. She really didn't know. So we stopped by that little Mexican restaurant and got food to go. I couldn't cook at the restaurant, man.
Did you tell her to go ahead and use the bathroom?
I didn't tell her to use the bathroom. But I had no way to cook food at the restaurant because the stuff isn't on yet. So I went and got Mexican food at this restaurant, nice little restaurant. And so we got in the bag, and then we go to my restaurant, and we open the door, and she saw the table there with the tablecloth and the teddy bear and the card.
What was she saying?
And she said, "This is the most romantic thing you've ever done."
She said, "I'm so excited, I have to pee."
I know you had to go really bad. You went outside. Okay, y'all stop.
You think she's thinking like, I can't wait to be in Detroit.
Y'all stop.
She said, "This is the most romantic thing you've ever done."
So I had
she liked it.
She liked it. I had my computer there for music and stuff.
I had
my computer set up for music and stuff. Yeah. I had a bottle of wine, had a corkscrew, had the whole thing, poured drinks, and we had a good time. It was just the two of us. Nobody else was there. And she wants, you know, us time because like I'm always like hanging out with
at
the
least
friends.
It was one on one.
So it was one on one.
Not a soul in sight.
And after we got out to go food, we went over there and set it all up. We had to eat out. You know, I had plates, but we just left it in the plastic stuff.
Yeah, my father.
Yeah. So and it was cool, man. It was very cool. It was quiet. And
Did
you guys talk about? Just the two of us.
Did you talk with her?
Absolutely.
Talk about the future?
Absolutely. We just talked, you know.
I would love to have recorded your conversation.
It was just talk, you know. Talked about the restaurant, talked about dinner, talked about the restaurant we just left. Yeah, it was cool.
And then?
And then we went back to my other restaurant.
Your bar.
My bar. And and we sang karaoke. Well, I sang a couple songs. And it was a good night. It was an excellent night.
You did many things you haven't done in the past.
Right.
You made it just you and her.
That's the most important thing you did.
It is. And you put forth effort by setting up the place.
Yeah, you did.
Ahead of time.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't do what Kelly's guy did and flip all the candies
around.
I didn't do that.
You
know how much time that took?
That took a lot of time.
Yeah, he did great. So, I got a new restaurant. So, we can talk about that later, but it's not open yet. But it will be. And yeah, we'll talk about all this stuff. But it's in Singleville, Texas.
Are you franchising?
I've never been so excited in my whole life. I'm very excited.
More so than the bar in Mexico?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Why are you so excited about this one?
Because my bar in Mexico was already open, and then I just moved in. Took over.
Yeah.
The mat was already open. I just took over. Never even closed down. This one's actually been closed for a little while, and I can come up with concept menu. I got to hire people.
Since you had it at your bar, is your Valentine's date tax deductible?
Huh. Ooh,
good thought. Good.
Oh, I can write that bad down. Never thought of that.
Because girls love that. Yeah. We love hearing that we've been written off.
Yeah, I can write this on that tablecloth. I'm going to use that.
Red solo cup.
From the text,
Yes.
Nothing screams romantic like drive-through Mexican food. Hashtag Big Al Valentine Wing.
Wasn't drive-through. It was to go.
You know what? I don't have an issue with the casualness of the date, actually. Yeah. It was one-on-one. If she was happy, then
she
it's
great. She was really happy.
I just don't like that you do everything incorporated with work. But you know, if she liked it, then who cares?
I wanted us to be the first two that ever eat there under my ownership.
That's cool.
So
to christen it?
Yeah.
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 No. Yeah.
I'll never tell.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They didn't.
What?
They didn't.
Yeah, you don't know what I did.
I know you did.
You don't know what I did.
You didn't.
You don't know what I did.
You tired.
I'm a grown ass man. You don't know what I did. I handle my business.
On that floor, your back all hurt.
I handle my business.
On that red tablecloth.
I handle my business.
No, you didn't.
You did a romantic date.
Maybe I had a blankie.
No, you didn't.
See, that's how I know you didn't.
You make Jenna
shoot. Oh my gosh, why do you say such gross stuff? I spit out my coat.
What was gross about blankie?
A blankie?
Maybe I had a blankie.
Yeah.
To put on the floor.
Hey, this is new Al too.
He did not.
He's looking right. He won the weight loss.
I don't want a blankie on the bar floor.
And we got booths. Hello.
Booths.
Oh.
Booths.
Kelly's face.
Booths.
What?
What?
Booths.
Why are you saying it like that?
I'm nothing. I'm just talking.
Are the booths comfy?
Mm-hmm. And roomy. Woo! Lots of room.
Can we go now?
Stretch all out.
Let's go.
Legs out.
Oh, now,
let's go.
Now,
Mac.
You don't know when to stop.
What?
You don't know when to stop.
You can lay down.
Oh, okay. We got
That's
it.
That's all I'm saying.
So LL Cool J, fitting, is hosting the Grammy Awards tonight on CBS. We have a lot of people that have been on the show that are nominated or are going to be at the Grammys.
Yes.
Kendrick Lamar, he has 11 nominations. He's been on the show. Taylor Swift, Seth MacFarlane, Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, Chris Stapleton, Charlie Puth.
Wow. These are all people we've had on our show recently.
Casey Musgraves, Pentatonix, Pitbull, Kelly Clarkson. I mean,
we should have the Grammys on our show next year.
We should. And LL Cool J is hosting them. We'll get to chat with him, see how he's feeling before the big show.
I can't sing this part.
No, you can't. We'll talk to LL Cool J on the phone next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, we're all going to get to see this guy on TV tonight as he hosts the Grammy Awards for the fifth consecutive year.
Wow.
He's a professional at this point.
That's five more times than any of us have hosted. LL Cool J's on the phone right now. What's going on, LL?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing great, man.
I just realized that we have something in common. We were both paper boys.
Yes, yes. I definitely was a paper boy. No question about it.
But Al's still a paper boy.
Yeah,
Did you ever think of going by Paperboy as your rap name until he stole it?
You know, it actually sounds pretty cool.
It does. Yeah, making paper.
Getting paper, yeah.
Unfortunately, it was newspapers.
After this being your fifth year, do you get nerves before the show, or are you just kind of chill? Like, you know what? I got this. This is a fun night. Been here, done it.
I'm always excited to get out there and have some fun. You know, there's something about the electricity and the passion in the air, you know, the energy that the crowd brings, seeing all those great artists in the building, everybody rubbing shoulders, you know, talking, you know, the vibes, the energy. I mean, I'm always excited. I never take it for granted. You know, it never becomes like old hat to me. I'm always excited to be, you know, be out there doing my thing and having fun and being a part of that.
This is a huge deal because with all other award shows, people don't usually get to host even back to back, you know? So
the people
love you.
You know what? I'm just grateful that I've been invited back and I'm just going to be myself. I don't have anything, you know, clever to say about it.
Maybe change your name to PL.
I don't know how it happened. It wasn't by design. It's just something that kind of worked out that way. It wasn't like some deal in advance or anything. It just kind of worked out that way.
I mean, do they have to ask you every year, or are you signed on as the permanent host until further notice?
No. Every year we you know, they send me an invite. It's just a mutual thing. Like,
oh, that's
hey,
cool.
You want to do it? But yeah, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't no long-term kind of anything, you know? They hadn't been a host for the Grammys for 15 years before this or something like that. So,
Well, very you're cool. doing it right.
You're doing it right. I hope you make it 10 years in a row.
Yeah.
You will.
Okay, LL, tell us, who are you most excited? I know you get so much behind-the-scenes action, so you can't reveal a lot, but what performances should we be most hyped about?
Well, you know, I'm look, the Lady Gaga tribute to David Bowie was going to be unbelievable. Taylor Swift's opening will be crazy. It's just going to be amazing tributes. You know, the thing that, you know, Chris Stapleton and Bonnie Raitt and Gary Clark Jr. are doing for B.B. King will be amazing. Rihanna. I mean, it's so much. Justin Bieber, Diplo, and Skrillex. Weekend. Kendrick Lamar's performance will be controversial for sure.
Oh, really?
Oh, controversial. See, we like that.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be controversial.
Love Kendrick.
It'll definitely be it'll be conversations around that.
Oh, we'll be talking about that tomorrow morning then.
Yeah, that unfolds.
Have you thought about doing a Steve Harvey moment, like introducing Justin Bieber and then like pink comes out?
I don't know how I got thrust into this. I am not.
See, now you put it out there. I wonder if he does it.
You guys are ruthless with this. I'm just going to go out there and do the best that I can do.
All right,
and keep it moving.
All right, my brother.
I'm just super curious about Gwen Stefani, how she's doing the live recording of her music video during the Grammys. How is that going to work?
Well, from what I understand, she's doing it with a partner, you know, with a sponsor. You know, a store, and you know they're just gonna, you know.
So it's like a commercial.
Time, and they're gonna do their thing.
Okay, so it's not part of the Grammys. It's a commercial time they bought during the Grammys.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah,
and with Valentine's Day behind us, LL Cool J, I heard you have a real cute story about how you met your wife.
Oh yeah. I met her, on Easter, you know, just you know riding down the block and. You know, I told her, oh, you should come around. She said, hey, you should come around.
Hunting for eggs.
She's like, you're LL Cool J.
One thing led to another, and I was paying credit card bills.
So Easter for you holds special meaning.
He loves Easter.
That's funny.
And LL, you really almost fluent in Spanish?
I speak pretty good Spanish, yeah.
Si lo hablas muy bien?
No problema para mí, yo entiendo español.
Ah, mira que lo habla.
Tú hablas despacio, es mejor para mí, pero sí. Un problema, yo entiendo bastante.
Oye, ¿quieres ser mi mejor amigo?
He doesn't comprend it.
I asked him.
He's speako.
No, I think he's being real because I asked him if he wants to be my best friend.
He's thinking about it. He had to pause.
He was thinking about it.
Ice cold.
LL Cool J, who is your favorite rapper of all time?
My favorite rapper?
Yeah, of all time.
Wow, that's a man.
That's hard.
I mean, I really don't have a favorite rapper.
It's too hard. That's just like asking your favorite.
Let me tell you why. Because there's so many. I have so many rappers that I'm a fan of for so many different reasons. There's an era of hip hop that not many people discuss, which is, you know, Grandmaster Flash, Treacherous 3, Crash, yeah. Blue, Fearless 4, Fantastic, Romantic, African Bambaataa, Zulu Nation. That whole era nobody really talks about, and there's a lot of my favorites in there. The Globe, this guy named GLOBE from Soul Sonic Force was unbelievable. But, you know, and then when you move forward, I love Run DMC for different reasons. I love Kane and them for different reasons. Big Daddy Kane, and you can move forward. Like, I can go in eras, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I feel you.
Right now, I even like Pee Wee Longway. Like, you know, like, there's a lot of different, you know, eras in hip-hop, so it's hard to have one. It's not like, if you ask me pop music, I could tell you Michael Jackson.
Sure.
You know, because I lived hip-hop so closely, it's a little different.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
You write those down now? You write those all down now?
Yeah, I'm going to get on this Pee Wee guy.
LL?
Yeah.
Al hasn't heard of any of them.
I figured as much.
We lost our brother to country.
I'm Blake Shelton all the way now.
Our dude, LL Cool J, is hosting the Grammys tonight on CBS 8/7 Central. Make sure you catch it. LL Cool J, it's been a pleasure, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Can't wait. Good luck.
Much love, amigo.
Much love.
Okay.
All right. Nos vemos, amigo.
Remember Steve Harvey.
Oh, man. I don't receive it. I'll talk to you later.
Later, my man.
Peace and love.
Bye.
All right,
I don't receive it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
On a President's Day, post-Valentine's Day, we all had a pretty good Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
Especially Big Al Mac, who finally came through in the clutch with Valentine's Day.
We got
a text here from a buddy named Eddie Mac.
Okay.
Who said, just letting you know, I stopped by the mat yesterday to talk to Alan and his girlfriend, and I honestly haven't seen a smile on her face that big as I did when she was talking about her Valentine's night. Aww. Good job, brother.
Nice.
All right.
Well, see, that's how you could tell.
Makes me feel good.
Good, man. You did well, Big Al, man.
Yep.
You did well. And Kelly just had a romantic dude just doing all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, surprises. Lucky me.
Jenna went on a date with Ari Lewandyke from The Bachelor, Bachelorette. And I just chilled with my wife.
And Boys to Men.
I went to Boys to Men, yeah, and Monster Jam.
Yeah.
That's a real Valentine's.
I think you're probably the only person on the earth that went to Boys to Men on one day and then did a truck pull of Monster Jam the following day.
I did a 180, Al.
Yeah,
I did a 180. Yeah, speaking of TV, too, you went on a date with Ari. Was he at that wedding that they had for The Bachelors? Some Bachelor in Paradise wedding yesterday on.
I don't know. That was that live. That was taped, right?
I think it was taped.
I don't know.
A bunch of past relations. I didn't watch it.
Honestly, I didn't really talk to him about the show.
Good.
Because I didn't watch his season. So, I mean, I knew Kelly, like, when I was talking about it, but I didn't know. So I didn't talk to him much about that.
SNL was pretty big over the weekend. Melissa McCarthy was the host.
I don't know why they're having her host again.
She was good. She was good. This time around, I enjoyed the show. I watched it because Kanye West was performing. We already played you a little Kanye. He was.
Yeah.
And it just went downhill from there.
It was a funny skit, though.
By the way, it took him about a minute and a half to get into the song, the first song
that,
he did.
Yeah.
But they did a spoof of the whole Beyonce Super Bowl controversy.
I liked this one.
This was good. It was a fake trailer for a horror movie called The Day Beyonce Turned Black.
Beyonce is black. What about single ladies?
She was black in that.
What about Jumpin' Jumpin'?
She was black in that too.
What about the Pink Panther movie?
Okay, yeah, she was white in that.
It was the day they lost their damn white minds.
Ashley? Honey? What are you listening to?
The new Beyonce song. I really like it.
NC-17 for white people and G for black people.
Mommy, is Taylor Swift still white?
I don't know, sweetheart. Just close your eyes and it'll be over in the morning.
And Kyle Mooney's a dude with the long hair. He was in Zoolander 2.
He's like one of the stars in Zoolander 2, right?
Yeah, and they always push his bits to the end of SNL, but he's actually super funny.
Okay. He plays the awkward reporter. If you've ever made it to the end, he'll do he's very subtle and very awkward with his humor.
He did a digital short with Kanye West where he was basically saying he's not meant for SNL, he's a rapper. And he wanted to do a rap battle with Kanye West. So it went pretty well for him.
Kanye, I'm going to battle you.
Huh?
Kanye West. You need a... Let me just do one more time. Kanye West. You need a mint for your Kanye breath. And when I'm done with you, there's going to be no Kanye's left. And are you going to say anything? No, I guess not. Because it seems like I'm the verbal catcher's mitt, and you've just been caught. Taught. Like I'm a teacher with a lesson.
I'm Mr. Old Kanye. Chop up the soul, Kanye. Straight from the gold, Kanye. Ill with the flow, Kanye. I hate the new Kanye. The always rude Kanye. The bad mood, Kanye. Spazzing the news, Kanye. I'm Mr. Old Kanye. Kicking the flows, Kanye. Where are all the thoughts at, yeah? I'm Mr. Old Kanye. You know we love Kanye. You used to love Kanye. You had the pink polo on. You thought you was Kanye. We still love Kanye. That's all it was, Kanye. Well, guess what? I love you like Kanye loves Kanye.
That was a better performance than this. Why did he do that for the performance?
Yeah, right.
And by the way, what he just rapped is a song on the new album. It's a part of a song.
I figured it was Kanye. Yeah.
So he knows that by memory.
After that, Kelly, it flashes to Kyle in a room, and he has his palms in his face in his palms, and he goes, "I just feel terrible right now because I just totally killed Kanye West."
It's funny.
Another show that premiered last night.
Uh-huh.
Walking Dead. And we're doing a giveaway since it premiered on Valentine's Day. We wanted you to write a letter to your favorite character, a love letter. And we're going to give away 3 trips. We have one left.
We have creative listeners.
We
this
do.
Has been fun.
Very.
Let's say hello to Dusty Irie. Hi, Dusty.
Hi.
Welcome
Hi.
To the show. We got your letter, Dusty, and it's so romantic.
Thank you.
Would you mind reading your letter for us that you wrote to Daryl?
Sure.
Please do. Go ahead.
Daryl, I only hope for just one ride with the man of my dream. My cheek resting upon the warm leather of your vest, my arms grasping around your waist, our souls entangled and becoming one. all this on just one ride. Mm. We can ride along a lonesome highway through the carnage of our new world. Just the two of us, that one ride. We will ride in silence, and yet our hearts will speak loudly. Our minds set free, if only for just one ride. I yearn to feel the wind coming over your shoulder and the rumble from your bike. I desire nothing else but to take one ride. A ride to another world, even if only for a second. A ride to freedom and a life of paradise. Just the two of us. I hold on to my quixotic dream and aspirations and hope for just one ride.
Quixotic. Aww. That's a great
very
one.
Beautiful. That's Dusty. A beautiful zombie love letter.
That is a beautiful zombie
love.
And you will get a chance to ask Daryl for that ride because you will be on your way to LA to go to the premiere of the next season of The Walking Dead.
How about that?
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. You win, Dusty.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're kidding.
No, we got you all set up with Air Hotel. You'll go to the welcome party, you'll go to the LA premiere of the show. And you'll get to hang out with the stars, hopefully.
See, it pays to be in love with a zombie.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Great job.
Thank you, Dusty, for riding us. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
And you make sure you take tons of pictures for us when you go, okay?
You know I will.
All right. Thank you. There she goes. Dusty, hopefully, riding off into the sunset with Daryl.
There you go.
Never know.
You never know.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.